Lost in Toronto, If Only for a Moment, a blog post by Frank Bravo of Bravo IT Consulting. I wasn't sure what I was going to see, but knew I wanted to take a walk around downtown Toronto. So, just after 9 a.m., I took off east from the hotel, mostly looking for breakfast first, but that would come much later. Since I really didn't know where I was going, but knew I was walking opposite where I knew I wanted to end up, I really can't say I was lost, but I sort of was. I knew where the CN Tower was in relationship to my hotel, so I figured if I found that, I could find my way back to my hotel. As an aside, I don't have internet access on my phone while here because it was $15 per MB. Thought it was not worth it, so my connectivity was limited to Wi-Fi. Luckily there are Starbucks everywhere here, but I really didn't use it on this adventure. I walked for a while and came across a huge old church. It was St. James Episcopal. Took a look around and then continued on my way. I knew I wanted to go down towards the CN Tower and the Rogers Center, where the Blue Jays play, so I headed west. As I walked, I came across the Hockey Hall of Fame, which I knew I would come back to as the event tonight was being held there. Across the street was Grand Central Station, no, not New York. I wanted to press on and figured I could always see that when I came back for the Hall of Fame later. It was a good walk to Rogers Center and the CN Tower, but worth it. I was not able to go in and didn't really want to take the time for the tour, plus, I would have rather done that with the family, so next time. I did go in the store where I could see the field a little. The dome was closed and they were taking up the artificial turf and putting in real grass for a soccer match tomorrow night? Manchester United versus Celtic FC. I thought for a moment about seeing about tickets, but the cheapest seats were $90. There is an old roundhouse across the street from the massive tower and the dome, which they have turned into a restaurant and stores. Great use of old space and there were huge engines out front as well. Lake Ontario was the next stop. Through the channel, across the lake was the U.S. It was pretty clear and I couldn't even see it. Walked back towards Grand Central. Cool, but not as cool as some of the other things I had seen. Then back to the hotel. I found this cool site, mapmywalk.com, and entered my data. Wow, did I really walk almost 5 miles? Crazy. Off to the conference where we will be hearing from David Foley, of News Radio and Kids in the Hall of Fame. A walk mapped on July 15, 2010.